At the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Courtney Gerstenecker. The 2014 National Forage Production Proficiency winner is Ethan McNeely of the Scottsburg FFA chapter in Indiana. Ethan, how are you feeling right now being a winner on that national stage?
I'm so excited. I would have never expected it. The first round of interviews with National Proficiencies, you go in there with the other three contestants and you give a two-minute introduction of your proficiency. And during those rounds, I just looked around the three people next to me and thought, wow, all of these guys have extremely amazing proficiencies, and they excel in their supervised agricultural experiences. And just to win this category, I would have never dreamed it, but it's exciting.
Tell us about your FFA story, how you got involved in the FFA, and where it's taken you since then.
Okay, getting involved in FFA, my dad really pushed me into FFA. I always thought I was just going to go back and farm, but once I was in FFA and agricultural education, it really furthered my mindset that there was so much opportunity out there, whether that was in business, science, technology, legislation, and just a world of growth out there in agriculture, and that really just spurred my purpose in FFA to push forward and drive forward. And with my SAE, it's a big requirement in FFA, part of that three-circle model, making sure that we're getting full opportunity of agricultural education. And for me, that supervised agricultural experience was my forage production proficiency. I wanted something to call my own, and so I rented from my father a four-acre piece of land behind our house, and from there, things just started growing. I rented acreage off of several neighbors, and I now have 27 acres in forage production, 22 of that is in mixed hays, and then 5 is in alfalfa, and it's something that I call my own, and something I've been extremely lucky to work with, something that's taught me entrepreneurial skills, taught me how to manage my finances, also to balance my time and make good decisions and be flexible on my plans.
What is something unique about your project that you feel you brought to the table here at the national level?
For me, I would just say my drive and my passion and my purpose for my SAE is something I really brought to the table. It means the world to me. And for me, my supervised agricultural experience and my proficiency is funding my way through college. And so for me, it means a lot, because not only are some of these supervised agricultural experiences and proficiencies going to be that student's future career, but also for me, it means a lot because it's furthering my education and it's furthering my future. So these supervised agricultural experiences mean a lot to me as well as other students.
So what are your future plans exactly? Where are you at now, and where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Well, right now I'm at Purdue University. I'm studying agricultural economics, and from there I'm leaving the gates wide open. I'm so interested in multiple facets of agriculture. I've definitely thought about going in on the lobbying legislation side for agriculture and really going to bat as an advocate, but also I feel that I could serve agriculturalist needs and finances, and so I'm leaving the business opportunity open too. So I guess we'll see what happens in the next 3 years, but I'm excited about wherever it takes me.
Well, definitely good luck with that, and we know that your passion definitely shows through for agriculture. What is a piece of advice that you would give to a young FFA member who has got that passion here at National Convention and saw you up on stage and wants to be in your shoes one day? What advice would you give them?
Just like the National FFA theme goes, I said go all out. Try everything. You don't have to do everything, but I say try everything. I would have never, ever just thought that I was going to do this forage production proficiency, but I tried it. And because I tried it, I learned to love it. And there are so many things with my FFA experience like that. And just try everything, and you will find something that you absolutely love.
Is there anyone that you would like to specifically thank for your FFA experience and who has gotten you to where you are today?
For my supervised agricultural experience, it's supervised, and so I couldn't have done it without my dad. He has guided me along the step, providing me so much knowledge and so much opportunity within my forage production proficiency. Also, I have to give a shout-out to my first FFA advisor, Mrs. Danielle Walker. She was always guiding me along the way, helping with my applications, helping me with my write-ups, tweaking things. Also, our state director and all our state staff, our program specialist in Indiana, Joe Mark. Martin and Steve Hickey, they do amazing work with us and prepping us for these things. And so I have to give a shout out to all of them.
Well, congratulations again, Ethan.
Okay, thank you, Courtney.
The Forage Production Proficiency is sponsored by Class of America Incorporated at the National FFA Convention and Expo. I'm Courtney Gerstenecker.